All right, so get ready, because today we're doing a deep dive on something that I would not have thought was this interesting, but it turns out it is. Picking the perfect color for a composite front door.
Oh, yeah.
We asked you guys to send in source material, and this guide from Hallmark Doors is incredible.
It's extensive.
It is. I'm already overwhelmed by the options, and we haven't even gotten into it yet.
Yeah, well, it's not just picking, beige or black or whatever. It really is. Like the guide says, that handshake for your home, it's that first impression.
Right, and I love that they open with that analogy
Yeah.
because it really makes you realize this is about more than just aesthetics. This is like sending a message.
Absolutely. And it ties into color psychology, which we can get into a little bit later.
Okay.
But the psychology of color, how it affects our mood without us realizing it.
So fascinating.
It's really interesting stuff. But you sent this in because you're interested in composite doors in particular. So
Yes.
what sparked that interest for you?
Honestly, they're everywhere right now. And they seem to be what everybody's going with when they're, renovating or whatever. And everyone's always talking about how low maintenance they are.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I don't really know what makes them different from like a regular, wood door.
Well, that's the thing with composite doors. They're not just one material, it's a composite,
Okay.
hence the name.
Makes sense.
So you've got your wood fibers, you've got plastics and resins, all engineered for durability.
Okay.
So you're getting that look of a classic wood door, but you're not going to have to worry about the warping or the rotting or constantly repainting it.
So you get like the style and the substance.
Exactly.
Very cool. But this guide also mentions something called foiled frames and sprayed colors. What
Yes.
is that all about?
So that has to do with how they actually get the color on the door and how much variety you have.
Okay.
With foiled frames, it's about texture. You're thinking like a wood grain, but it's actually a really durable foil that's pressed onto the surface. So again, it's low maintenance, but you're getting that visual depth.
I was going to say, because I noticed that some of these options, like within the foiled frame section, are smooth white and grain white.
Exactly.
So it's like you're choosing the finish as much as you're choosing the color.
Exactly. And, if you want to go classic, you can never go wrong with a smooth white.
Right. I was going to say, smooth white's probably like a safe bet if you don't want to think about it too much.
It's timeless,
Yeah.
it's clean, it's versatile. It works with pretty much any style of home.
Like the little black dress of front doors.
Exactly.
You can't go wrong.
Yeah, go wrong.
But then you've got these other options too, like rosewood and golden oak and even Beck Brown.
Beck Brown.
Yeah,
Yeah.
ask me.
If you want your home to have like a little bit more of a mysterious,
Okay.
dramatic feel to it, Beck Brown is your go-to.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got foiled frames, but then we've got sprayed colors. And this is where I feel like it gets really interesting
Yes.
because it says here you can choose any RAL or BS color.
Yes.
What is that?
So those are professional color systems.
Yeah.
So RAL has over 2,000 shades and BS has hundreds.
Oh my
So you
gosh.
can really let your imagination run wild.
So they can basically match any color.
Pretty much.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's like they're the paint matching wizards of doors.
Right, because I'm already feeling a little bit overwhelmed and we're just talking hypotheticals here.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure when you're trying to choose the right color.
Yeah, like
Okay.
too much choice can be just as bad as not enough choice.
Exactly. This is where understanding a little bit of color psychology, I think, can be really helpful.
Okay.
Because it's not just about, what looks good. It's
Yeah.
also about the feeling that you want to create, both for yourself and for anyone who's approaching your home for the first time.
So walk us through it. What kind of vibes do different colors send out? What do I need to know so I don't accidentally turn my house into like a mood ring?
Well, green is always a classic, and it tends to symbolize growth, tranquility, harmony with nature.
Oh.
Think about how calming it is to like walk through a forest. A green door can kind of evoke that same sense of peace.
Yeah, and I think it pairs well with a lot of exterior house colors too.
Absolutely. It's very versatile.
Yeah, you could have brick, you could have siding, a bold trim color, lots of options.
Now, blue tends to evoke feelings of serenity, stability, trustworthiness,
Okay.
like a clear blue sky, a calm ocean. It's very peaceful.
Okay, this is making me think of like those personality tests. Like, if my house were a color, what would it be?
I know.
It's getting deep.
Yeah.
We have to talk about red, though, right?
Of course.
Because you don't put a red door in your house unless you want people to look at it.
Red is bold.
Yeah.
It's energetic. It draws the eye. It
Yeah.
can symbolize passion, excitement, even a little bit of drama.
And that's what I like about this guide, is because they could have just been like, here's a million colors, good luck, but they really encourage you to play with it. Like they're into the idea of, you know, mixing and matching the colors of your door and your frame.
Yeah, like a bold contrast.
Yeah.
You could do like a navy door with a white frame, or you could go a little bit more subtle with shades that complement each other.
And then on top of all that, you've got the hardware.
Oh, yeah.
You've got your candles, your door knockers, even those little letterbox things.
All the little details. It's like putting together an outfit.
Yes.
The door is your main garment, but you got to accessorize.
Love it.
And speaking of accessorizing, we should probably talk about light.
It's funny how we get so caught up in, you know, what color we like and, oh, that one's pretty and all that, that we forget to think about the more practical elements. Like the guide mentions light, like how much sunlight your door gets can really affect how that color looks.
It's like an Instagram filter, but in real life.
Right.
You know, you could see a color in a showroom and think, oh, that is gorgeous. And then you get it on your front door and it's in the shade all day and it just falls flat.
So are you saying, like, I need to go out and do a full-on, like, sunlight assessment of my front door situation before I even think about color?
You don't have to get too scientific about it.
Yeah.
But definitely think about, like, the orientation of your house.
Okay.
Like, if it's facing south and it's getting blasted by the sun all day long, maybe you want to go with something light and bright that won't fade as quickly.
That makes sense. What if you're like me and you kind of gravitate towards those darker colors, like a deep blue or a green?
Yeah.
Is that just like asking for trouble?
No. It just means you're going to have to dust a little bit more often. Because the guide does mention that darker colors can show dust a bit more.
Right. But that's true of everything, not just doors.
Exactly.
And I feel like with a composite door, you're already ahead of the game in terms of like not having to do as much upkeep as you would with a wood door.
That's true. Much lower maintenance.
Yeah. So I can handle a little extra dusting.
Exactly.
I feel like they really thought of everything in this guide because they even talk about all the extras, like, you know, if you have side lights on your door or a top light.
The little details.
The door furniture.
It's like they're saying, okay, you've got your endless color options now. Let's put the finishing touches on.
It's like that last little spritz of perfume before you head out the door.
I love that.
Just completes the look.
It really does.
I feel like we've covered pretty much everything this deep dive has to offer.
I think so, too.
What's your biggest takeaway?
I think for me, it's just remembering that your front door is a way to express yourself and your style.
Okay.
Like, don't be afraid to experiment. Have fun with it and choose something that makes you happy every time you come home.
It's not just a door. It's like an extension of your personality.
Exactly.
I love that. All right. Well, on that note, we will be back next time with a whole new topic. For another deep dive. Until then, happy discovery.